Rubber Hose Cartoons, the bouncy, boneless birth of animation. Before Pixar, before anime, before adults got way too attached to Minions, there was the original cartoon style, Rubber Hose Animation. Born in the 1920s and 1930s, it was the first great American cartoon look. Cheerful, surreal, and just a little bit disturbing. If you've ever seen a character with arms that bend like spaghetti and smiles that stretch wider than physics allow, congratulations, you've witnessed Rubber Hose Style. What is Rubber Hose Style? Named after the bendy, boneless movement of characters' limbs, Rubber Hose Style was the foundation of early animation. Instead of elbows or knees, characters moved like liquid puppets, all floppy arcs and rhythmic jiggles. It was fast to animate, visually striking, and weirdly hypnotic. Think Felix the Cat, early Mickey Mouse, Betty Boop. They all lived in worlds where reality bent, stretched, and wiggled like a fever dream. Buildings swayed, trees danced. Even coffee pots had personalities. Nothing was static, and nothing was entirely safe. The charm and the creepy factor. On the surface, Rubber Hose Cartoons were whimsical. They sang, they danced, they sold cigarettes and toothpaste with alarming enthusiasm. But watch them long enough, and something strange happens. The joy curdles. The constant movement feels unnatural. The smiles are too wide, the eyes too round, the bodies too boneless. It's like a party you can't leave, hosted by creatures who don't blink. Some fans even call it uncanny whimsy. Cheerful on the outside, but a little sinister underneath. Especially when you realize many of these early cartoons slipped in nightmare fuel. Skeleton dances, devil cameos, shadows that came alive. Betty Boop once got menaced by a clown whose head detached and laughed without lungs. Kids in the 1930s didn't need horror movies. They had Saturday matinees. Why did it look like that? Practicality. Animating bendy. Noodle arms was way faster than drawing elbows. Studios had to crank out shorts quickly, and floppy limbs saved time. Surrealism. The 1920s loved dreamlike imagery. Rubber Hose Style fit the era's fascination with jazz, vaudeville, and worlds that never sat still. Tech limits. Early animators didn't yet have the resources for realistic anatomy. Solution? Skip anatomy altogether. Who needs bones? The big players. Fleischer Studios. The kings of surreal. They gave us Betty Boop, Bimbo, and Coco the Clown. Their cartoons dripped with jazz age energy and casual nightmare fuel. Disney, yes, Walt cut his teeth on Rubber Hose. Early Mickey shorts like Steamboat Willie are textbook examples. Disney eventually shifted towards squash and stretch realism, leaving hose animation behind. Independent animators. Dozens of smaller studios churned out shorts, each trying to outweird the others. This is why you sometimes stumble across a lost cartoon with a grinning toaster dancing with a skeleton in a top hat. The creepy details people forget. Many Rubber Hose Cartoons casually included devils, death, or hell itself, and presented them as goofy dance partners. Characters were often immortal in unsettling ways. Flattened, exploded, stretched, then bouncing back with a smile. Pain didn't exist, only endless pliability. Eyes were giant voids. Limbs had no bones. The human form became something alien, elastic, and a little grotesque. Backgrounds sometimes melted or warped, turning whole worlds into dreamscapes where logic was outlawed. Why it faded away. By the late 1930s, animation shifted toward more realistic styles. Disney's Snow White 1937 proved audiences craved natural movement and more grounded anatomy. Rubber Hose looked outdated, too silly, too eerie. Studios embraced squash and stretch, and the boneless jiggle slowly vanished. The revival, why we still see it. Rubber Hose never fully died. It just hibernated. Modern media keeps resurrecting it, often leaning into the creepy factor. Cuphead, video game 2017. A full-on love letter to Rubber Hose, complete with devil contracts and impossible bosses. Its charm comes directly from the old style's surreal energy. Bendy and the Ink Machine, 2017. Horror game that takes Rubber Hose aesthetics and dials the nightmare up to 11. What if your happy cartoon studio bled ink and its characters stalked you? Exactly. Music videos, shorts. From Gorillaz animations to indie films, Rubber Hose imagery sneaks back in whenever someone wants to be charming and unsettling at the same time. Final thought, the smile never stops. Rubber Hose cartoons are bouncy, timeless, and deeply weird. They're a reminder that animation's roots were equal parts playful and disturbing. Behind every cheerful jiggle is a style that refuses to sit still, refuses to blink, refuses to die. The next time you see a grinning, boneless character dancing across your screen, ask yourself, are you entertained or trapped in their endless loop? And if you want to wear that unease proudly, our merch is waiting. Because nothing says I get the joke like a t-shirt that winks back a little too wide.